It was an effort for Biscuit to raise his face. He smiled through the agonized tears which squeezed from the corners of each eye.
That was a good trick, mate. You'll have to teach it to me sometime.
Double never replied. He was busy mouthing the flint into a more useful position. Grunting with exertion, he angled his neck awkwardly askew. Hoisting himself upward by his bound forepaws, he began soaring at the nearest rope. Biscuit murmured encouragement to the young Gowson.
Come on, you can do it, Cully. Chop that old rope to shreds and let's be sure of this stinging place.
Clenching the flint with his teeth, Double made strained grunting noises as he soared furiously. It was a good sharp-edged flint. Strands rapidly twisted away from the rope. Then the shrew gave a mighty tug. He stared upward at the severed rope hanging by one paw, grinning triumphantly.
Good old us. We did it. Stay there. I'll be with you in 2 shakes of a newt's tail.
Despite his pain, Biscuit chuckled.
I stay here, seeing as I can't go any place until you cut my ropes.
Once they were both free, the two friends sat a while on the oak limb, waiting for the circulation to ease their forepaws. Biscuit asked,
"We've got a couple of hours before dawn light. Which way should we go when we get out of this tree?"
Double shrugged.
"I ain't got a blinking clue, mate. I thought you knew your way down this neck of the woods. One thing I do know, though, we should get as far and as fast away from this place as we can."
Making their way down the five-topped oak was extremely perilous. Painted ones slept in the most unexpected nooks of the big tree. Fortunately, the tree rats were all heavy sleepers. In the lower terraces of the mighty oak, they came across Jeg. The young rat was curled up in a broad fork, alongside his mother and father, Chiggard and Talla. At the sight of their hated foe, Double's teeth began chattering with rage. Biscuit threw a paw across his friend's mouth, whispering,
"Not worth it, mate. We could be caught again."
The shrew allowed himself to be led away. Casting a final hate-filled glare at Jeg, he murmured,
"Someday we'll cross trails again. Someday."
The woodland floor felt good under paw again. Exhilaration coursed through the two friends' veins. Not being certain of any route or direction, they set off speedily into the thickest tree cover. Moss flower was completely silent, the heavy loam thick and soft under paw, with the tree canopy overhead shielding any star or moonlight, making the woodlands a realm of total darkness.